Welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selena Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. In these podcasts, we explore what it takes to create a life, relationship, and career you love.
And not just one that looks good on the outside, but one that feels good on the inside.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Project Love podcast. We are at the end of March. Wow, can you believe it? End of Q1 2021 already.
Oh my God. It has officially been the worst quarter that I can probably ever remember. Let's start with that. It's been a terrible quarter. So it feels a bit like it could have been 6 months since the beginning of 2021. I'm so glad we're getting out of it. I cannot wait to be saying goodbye to this quarter. And it's wonderful actually to be able to do that, is to kind of close a chapter on a collectively hugely challenging time, and then personally also a hugely challenging time, which we'll get into as we go through. How are you feeling about closing a chapter on this first? How's the first quarter of the year been for you, Vicky?
I've really enjoyed more of the sort of latter side of Q1, because I think that going into this new spring season and feeling a lot of hope around lockdown unlocking has really really been quite uplifting. And just having a bit of a roadmap of knowing when we can start to see friends again in real life, and you know, things opening up again. So that's really really uplifted my mood. And yeah, I think, you know, just doing my reflection this morning, looking back, it's been a really, really fulfilling Q1 for me. So I'm feeling good. So what we love to do with these quarterly check-in podcasts is take you through the goodbye hello process, where we each take in turns to go through the questions in the quarterly check-in section of the journal. So if you do have your goodbye hello journal, then do grab it and go through your check-in with us. And if not, then you can write down the questions as we go through, and you can reflect on the last quarter that way.
You can also still buy the journal if you haven't already. It's not too late. They're still available.
It's not too late.
You can still say goodbye to 2020. I think a lot of people are still like going through the journal process. And I think of all years, this is one where you can be forgiven for starting your year round about now, actually.
Yeah. Well, you were saying in one of our previous podcasts that this is the start of the Celtic year, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So it's yeah, Imbolc is sort of during, I think it's in February, isn't it? Is the start of the Celtic year, or the kind of the beginning of the ending of winter. And now we've just celebrated the start of spring, which does feel like the real beginning, because actually we start the new year in the midst of winter. And so it's actually naturally, and I've been thinking about this a lot, I'm really feeling the season of spring, like, in me. And I was really feeling the season of winter during winter. I was just wanting to snuggle and hibernate. That's not necessarily a time where you're going to feel, well, you sort of, sometimes you can certainly feel like you're planting the seeds or choosing the seeds that you're going to plant in the year to come. But in terms of then immediately getting into action in the midst of winter to be bringing these dreams to life, I always say that first quarter is still, you know, ideas are percolating and you're sort of warming up into the year and slowly unfurling from winter. And I think now is the time where we do start to naturally have more energy. Those of us in the Northern Hemisphere and in sort of, you know, have seasons where we live, that I'm definitely feeling the energy of spring. Like, I'm wanting to move more and do more exercise. And I think, so it can be a really good time to really start to look at those dreams, and particularly right now, because like you say, we're coming out of lockdown here in the UK and many other countries around the world. It is a time where finally, for the first time in a year, we can actually see, you know, life ahead of us opening up, possibilities opening up with it. So this is a really good time to stop, reflect, take stock, reflect on all that we've been through, but also to start thinking with hope, finally, about the things that we want to get out into the world and do as we start leaving our homes.
Yes.
Stepping out into the wide world. So yeah, it's good. I'm definitely feeling, I wrote down in for the first question, just how are you feeling at the moment? And I wrote hopeful and positive. Spring is arriving, lockdown is lifting, and the sun is shining. And Burnt Out comes out on the 15th of April. So yeah, feel like celebration, green shoots, and life is opening up again. And I don't know about you, Vicky, but all I can think about is seeing so many of my friends and having actual hugs, the kind of hug that lasts a weirdly long amount of time. You're not sure you really ever want to let go, and maybe you could just live like this for a while. Embrace. It's just, yeah. There's nothing can compare to an in-person hug with someone that you love, particularly when you haven't seen so many of the people we love for such a long time.
Yeah.
It's going to be really good. It's going to be really good.
I feel exactly the same. It's the kind of hug that makes you feel a bit uncomfortable because you've been holding it for just a little bit too long. That's what I want.
It's like, is this okay? Do we need to let go yet? But it's, you like both want it to keep going. Yeah, exactly. And then just the giggles and the, oh, and the relief and the sighing and the, you know, and I think it's that feeling of like, wow, this feels really good. Like,
yeah,
we're going to have a lot of that. There's a feeling, there's going to be so much of that. And I was feeling nervous at first when we first announced that lockdown was lifting. I felt that the overwhelm of, but I didn't want to book anything in the diary. I didn't want to, oh no, I wasn't ready for that. And now I feel ready. Now I feel ready. Bring on the hugs. So yeah. How are you feeling? Sounds like you're feeling full of the joys of spring as well.
Yeah, you know what? I wrote something really, really similar to what you said. I said, full of positivity, vibrancy. I feel really grateful for the spring sunshine right now. Really hopeful about the future with lockdown starting to unlock. And it feels like there's a lot of hope in the air. And I was imagining green shoots as I was writing that. So everything you just said, I was like, wow, I just literally wrote the same thing.
It's lucky it's not pouring with rain today, wet and cold, because I think our answers might have been very different.
Yeah, that's so true.
We are hugely affected by the weather. Yeah. I love that. I do love that, though, about humans, how much we're affected by the weather. It's just it's a reminder how we are so affected by the seasons and what's going on around us in nature, because we're so interconnected. And yeah, so it's lucky it wasn't raining today when we're writing this out.
Yes, exactly. So what has happened in your life since January?
Oh my God. I literally wrote, oh Jesus, wait for it. So we had, and I did share about some of this on Instagram as it was sort of happening. But we had a lot of COVID deaths in our family, and particularly in Fonz's family. He lost in 1 week his beloved grandmother, who he's incredibly close to, his uncle, who he's really close to. That same week, my grandmother also died, all of COVID. And then within a month after that, Fonz's father, my father-in-law, also died of COVID. So it has been horrific. Like, it hasn't fully sunk in. Like, even writing this reflection, I think big stuff like this, particularly because I was more supporting someone going through grief, I almost couldn't really let it sink in, because I needed to be the one holding it together. And oh, and we are homeschooling as well. What a cocktail. It's literally, you can, it's that, it was so bad. It was, and obviously both working. I mean, it was just, that's why it's my worst quarter in history so far. Like, certainly ever since I've been writing these quarterly reviews, which has been for many years. But yeah. So that is what happened. As well as a few, like, obviously the book coming out is exciting, but that feels like it's happening now, just as we're coming out of this quarter. So that more feels more like the next quarter is going to be all about that. But yeah, it's been heavy. It's been heavy. Mm. And it's been really good actually to just sit, kind of process it and be like, there's still a lot there. There's still a lot in me that hasn't fully processed it, recovered from it. And that's really important actually, just to acknowledge that and recognize that. Because I do have a tendency to, you know, be a coper and just get on with things. And it's important for me to recognize that, you know, that's really taken its toll, but it's also really important for me supporting, you know, my partner, who's really had a lot of grief to deal with, to remember that it doesn't just go away when you sort of head back to work and life goes on. It's going to be there for some time and comes in waves. So yeah, that was my start to 2021. Mm. Officially a whole lot worse than 2020. And when we were all like, oh, good riddance 2020, why did we think that 2021 was magically going to be any different? Yeah, but I certainly wasn't expecting it to be worse. But it was, and we're here. And yeah.
God, that is such a lot to go through in such a short space of time, and in the depths of winter and homeschooling and everything else that was happening at the time.
Do you know what though? It's always in those moments that you realize, and we're speaking to friends who'd also gone through a terrible loss, and they were saying the same thing, that it's in those moments that you discover or are reminded of how much love you have around you, family and friends. And we were absolutely blown away, overwhelmed actually, by the amount of love and support and messages and things just arriving in the post, you know, like a whole group of our friends, including you, Vicky and Pav, you know, sent us food, sent us flowers, sent us Venezuelan rum, sent us like just the, it just kept on coming, and the messages of love and support. And I have to say that that's the sort of gift and the magic in amongst it all of, yeah, just really, really feeling that. So that was the gift in it all. How about you? Sorry to follow on from that.
You know what? I looked back through my calendar to remind myself what I've been doing over the last 3 months. And usually my calendar's
so,
usually my calendar's so full of, you know, I almost need more paper in the back of the journal because I'm writing down so many things that I've been up to and, you know, lots of social things going on. And this time I was like, what have I actually done? And it is like, yeah, the same
walks
thing.
Walks the dog again.
Yeah. yeah, well, there were a few of our friends' 40th birthdays that we celebrated on Zoom, and they were really fun and really fun to get together and do that, because, you know, in the beginning of lockdown last year, there were lots of things like that going on. But I found that towards the end, the sort of novelty had worn off and there weren't as many of those in the diary. And I sort of went from being like, oh, I've got too many of these Zooms in the diary, to then being like, oh, I'd actually quite like one actually. And, you know, that sort of opportunity to come together with friends. So there were a few of those. I welcomed some really gorgeous new clients to my 3-month program back at the beginning of the year. That's been great working with them over the last few months. I started my weekly love letters in January. Yeah. So that's been something that I really wanted to do. I remember thinking about it last summer that I wanted to start some sort of newsletter. I didn't know the frequency and I had a lot of doubt around it. You know, can I do it basically? And
can you commit to it and have something to write every week? That's the really hard part. What if I draw a blank after the first three?
Yeah, that was it. The commitment. I was really a little bit resistant to putting out there that I'm going to commit to this on a weekly basis, because exactly that. What if I run out of things to say? And so, yeah, there was a lot of that I was working through last year. And so when January came, I was like, okay, just start, just do it. And it's been... nearly 3 months. So I started, I think it was mid-January. So yesterday was the 11th love letter that I've written. So I feel really proud that I've done 11 love letters in this first quarter.
Not only that, Vicky, but the quality of them is just so good. I have been so consistently blown away by what you've written, how you've written, the depth you've gone into, the love that just pours out of them. It's so good. Your book is coming.
Yes!
For sure. It's been amazing. It's been amazing to witness that. And that's what's, you know, that's what's so lovely as well, is that you can be going through, you know, tough, challenging times, but you can still be able to share in, you know, the good times that your friends are going through at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's brought me so much joy seeing you put that out there, and just they're just so dreamy and delicious, your emails every week. They're amazing.
Thank you. I'm loving them. I really it's actually in one of my in the other question that we're going to answer, what are your happiest moments, it's definitely in there. I really, really love it, and yeah, I'm really happy that you love them as well.
Isn't it crazy though, like you say, how much happiness and fulfillment you get from now writing this newsletter, and yet how much doubt and fear there was in doing it. And that can so often be the way, you know. I think sometimes when you feel doubts and fears about trying something new and being visible, putting something of yourself out into the world and saying, hey guys, I've created this, please come and look at it, that is terrifying.
Yeah,
that is terrifying. And yet we can sometimes find that doing it is also makes us so happy and fulfilled in a way that nothing else quite does it. And it's like, you know, people can sometimes think that those doubts and fears are a sign that this isn't right for them, that this is wrong, that they shouldn't do it. And actually, quite often it's a sign that, no, you really should be doing this. The fear comes from the vulnerability.
Yes, exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. And I see this with clients, and you see it too with your clients. Once you push through that fear, then you create a new comfort zone for yourself. And
yes,
then it's like,
exactly.
Oh, what's now outside of this new comfort zone? You know, what's the next discomfort zone, you know, to go into? And it's really exciting.
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, I love it. Exciting.
So what have you done that you're proud of?
Well, in amongst all of the dreadful quarter that we've just had, I have actually, I've created in that time, or finished creating Goodbye 30s, Hello 40s journal, the new project Love Journal, which will be coming out at the start of next year, which is really exciting. Just in time, well, no, quite a few years in time before you turn 40, Vicky, isn't it? I can't remember how long it is. You're much younger than I am, but you'll be able to do it.
It'll be 3 years shy. When it comes out in Jan 2022, I'll be just about to turn 37. Yes, so.
Oh,
it'll be
God,
there waiting
so
for me.
I always forget how much younger you are. That's very annoying. But yeah, so that's fair. So really excited about that. Less excited about how young Vicky is. I also, I am proud of myself for the homeschooling, because Jesus, I didn't want to do that. Honestly, getting a part-time, obviously I shared it with Fons, but essentially we were given a part-time job that we didn't want on top of a full-time job, on top of a whole load of stress and grief. It was, anyway, but I'm proud of doing it. I'm actually doing it. And I'm really proud of planning a wonderful and celebratory book launch. And with huge thanks, actually, to Emma Gannon, who gave me some wonderful advice about just like less is more and just choose a few things to do. And she's also going to be hosting the launch of the online launch party, to which you are all invited. So yeah, it feels really good. So I'm really glad that I was able to do that in amongst all the, I mean, that was really my kind of sweet escapism was, and how often it has been in the past, you know, from when difficult times, my career and work always offers like a little bubble of being able to step into it and be creative and do things that I love. So yeah, proud of that.
You deserve the biggest medal for the homeschooling. I mean, just that alone. Oh my God, like I would just give you a trophy for getting through that.
I also feel like every parent deserves a trophy. I was expecting medals to come through the letterbox. Maybe they're on their way. Jabs first, medals next for frontline workers and parents and teachers. So, Vicky, what have been your happiest moments this past quarter?
So yesterday I hosted a webinar. It was called the Anxious Attachment Masterclass, and I did it yesterday morning. And it's kind of a similar thing that happened with my love letters. I really wanted to do something like this, and I'd been thinking about doing it last year. And there had been a lot of procrastination around it. And again, you know, some of this self-doubt coming in. And I think I just looked at other coaches that do webinars and thought, oh, you know, they can do that. But it's something that I couldn't do. And I really, really resisted doing it. And so today, because I am like the next day after doing the thing that scared me, I've got that sweet feeling of, how would I describe it? Where you just feel really proud and fulfilled because you've done something that scares you. And it was great. It went so well. And you know that feeling when you've gone out of your comfort zone and you did the thing that you thought was scary and it was actually not like you thought it would be. It was actually great. Mm. And I see this with my clients with dating, you know, they can procrastinate on dating for ages and not do anything that will actually have them meeting people, you know, not write the profile, not actually get on a dating app and stuff like that. And then when they actually do it, they realize, oh, it was actually totally fine. I can do this. And that becomes the new comfort zone. So gorgeous. It feels so good. I really loved doing it yesterday. It was definitely a happy place for me. And I feel, I'm really feeling really proud for working through fear, basically, and not letting the fear stop me, not letting the fear have me hide away.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's funny, is it? Because what happens is you imagine something it feels really scary, the idea of doing it. And so you know, as you picture it in your head, it feels like a scary experience. But once you do it, and sure, there may have been, so I imagine at the start, something like that, there are some nerves. But actually, once you've done it and you realize, you know what, I've actually really enjoyed that, even if there were a few little nerves here and there, then suddenly now you're looking at that experience and no longer seeing it as scary. It's now transformed into an enjoyable experience. And that is so liberating. So liberating. There's real freedom in that.
That's exactly it, the freedom. So I really feel that that's that was a very happy moment for me. That was definitely a highlight, I think, a highlight of this quarter.
Amazing.
So what have been your most challenging moments of the quarter?
I feel like we've covered that. I feel like I've definitely covered that. I suppose, actually, you know what? I think what has been challenging on top of the obvious stuff is the not being able to be with friends. Yeah. You know, you go through a tough time and absolutely really felt the presence of friends, but sometimes you just need to be able to be in the physical presence of friends, and it's the hugs and it's the just being able to sit quietly with a friend. And you know, Fons hasn't been able to go to Venezuela to be with his family, you know, to grieve in community, which is such an important part of the process. And so actually, yeah, that definitely lockdown on top of all of it you know, added an extra layer of challenge. And I know that that's, you know, what we've all been having to deal with is, like, you know, I feel like the first lockdown, there was a novelty to it. And, you know, there was a lot more positive side effects to the first lockdown. This lockdown didn't feel like there was anything beneficial. Not one thing. You and I were talking about this like the other day. We're like, so over this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there is not a single part of this that I'm like, oh, but it's been quite nice. That no, it's not been nice. Let's, you know, I'm done. But yeah, so Jan, so that's been the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, like, God, 12 months now, the novelty, I was saying to you, wasn't I, the novelty worn off, I think, after what?
Month three?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, we did have the summer. We did have that summer
true
break. But I just feel like the benefits of that were just sort of, we were still living with the threat of it. It was still there. We were still having to, you know, people weren't getting married. Not many people managed to go on holiday. Not many people, like, it was, a lot of people still had to shield. It wasn't, you know, anyway, I'm just so over it. So fed up with it. I really hope we're still not talking about lockdown at the end of Q2. Like, I really hope. I thought by the time that the book came out, I didn't even mention COVID or like lockdown burnout in the book, because I wrote it in March and April of last year. And I assumed that by the time it came out in March or April of this year, it would be long forgotten. So I was just like, no one's still going to be thinking about those couple of months when we were in lockdown. But here we are. Yeah. What are you grateful for at this moment in your life, Vicky?
Oh, so many things I've written down. Okay, so I'll whiz through. Really grateful for my clients, really grateful for my friendships, the spring weather, lockdown, unlocking, my husband, buddy, my dog, my pod wife, you.
Oh my God, we're pod wives now. I love that.
For all the wives. I'm really grateful to myself for how I look after myself and how I show up in my relationships and how I show up for my clients as well.
Should I tell you what my one, I want to share my one because it feels so unique to this moment in history. So what I'm grateful for at this moment is friends, 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 and lots of hearts.
Ah, yay.
Schools with a big exclamation mark, modern medicine and COVID jabs.
Oh, yes. Oh, I need to add that in.
Yeah. And then the NHS. That was it. Oh, and all the wonderful, incredible doctors and nurses who we got to find a way to give them, well, proper pay rises and holidays. But yeah, so I felt like it felt like quite a historic answer to what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Modern medicine. So yeah.
So now we get into the commitments. What have you done from your list of your three commitments?
I actually did all of them, which I was astonished. I mean, I wouldn't say I kept them going. So mine were, I wanted to buy a book called Earth Wisdom. I wanted to do the inbox ceremony around winter and get into like the Celtic calendar. And I did do that. And then everything else started to happen. And that just got, I haven't looked at it since, but I did do it. I did go and sit with trees in Greenwich Park and have a date with myself. But again, I just did that once and then completely forgot about it. I created the most beautiful workspace. I'm sitting in it right now. I transformed this small little box room in our house into just a gorgeous... If you follow me on Instagram or Selena the Coach, then you will frequently see pictures of me now to a green backdrop. And that is my room. And I've basically created as close to a tree house as I could. I feel like I'm sitting in a green tree and it makes me really happy. And I love that I've created that for myself. So that one's sort of been the biggest one. And then I had a bonus one to listen to the audiobook of June Sarpong's book, Power of Privilege, which I have started, but I haven't finished it. But so even though some of them were done once and then forgotten about, I still did all of them, which I was totally astonished by. Yeah, I was totally ready to sort of put my hand up and say, listen, I haven't done any of them. And fair enough, there's a lot going on this quarter. But astonishingly, I did them all. So
amazing.
Gold stars all round.
Yeah, gold stars, trophies, medals. And I just want to add, your office room is gorgeous and colour-coded books on the bookshelf. It's amazing.
I know. I really enjoyed it. Felt like such an act of self-love to really invest time and a bit of money in just doing up this room for myself. It's also the spare room, but it's just, yeah, that it was a real gift, a real treat to me. That was my favorite one. What about you? What were your commitments for the Q1?
So my first commitment was to wake up an hour earlier for self-care. So I call the morning time my goddess mornings, and I wanted to create a bit more time. I wanted to create a bit more time for myself in the mornings. And I've actually been saying, I think for the last 3 years, that I want to start getting up at six again, because I used to get up at six back in God knows when. And like years ago. And I remember like there was a phase of my life when I was doing this, and it just really helps with my productivity because I'm most productive in the mornings. But what was happening was I was getting up at eight and then, you know, taking my time to sort of get ready for the day. And I sort of miss my peak window of productivity.
Interesting.
And I really resisted it at the beginning. I was like, oh, you know, when you forget, you know, when you make these big intentions and then when it comes to actually doing it.
Oh my God, then the reality of it hits. You're like, oh God, why did I say I was going to do this?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, oh no, now I've shared it on the podcast. I shared my intention in the last Goodbye Hello podcast that we did. And I was, now I have to do it. And I sort of, I knew it was really important to me, but then whenever the alarm clock would go off at six, I would just think, oh God, why am I doing this again? And I'd sort of forget about the benefits and the reason why. So then I tried out a few different techniques to help me to push through that resistance to actually create the habit. And now it's a habit. It's really something I do now. So I feel really proud that I've been able to do that and have that morning, reclaim that mornings for myself. Yeah, that feels really good. The second commitment was to start my love letters, to start my weekly newsletter. And so, yeah, feeling really good about that 3 months in. And then my third commitment was to book an appointment with an Ayurvedic practitioner. And to get a bit of support with nutrition and vitality and managing energy. And I had my first session with her a few weeks ago. That journey's just begun. And I feel like I'm going to resist it a lot, but I'm right at the beginning of it now. And so it feels really exciting, but also I'm like, ooh, hang on, what's like around the corner? So those were my three commitments.
Really good. Really good. I love that. This is why it's so valuable to share and hear other people talking about their quarter and what they've done. Because even though mine was a really tough one, a really hard one, I get to celebrate with you and I get to feel the energy of a quarter that's felt, despite lockdown and everything that's been going on, really positive and full of growth and like lots of cause for kind of celebration. I get to share in that too. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yay. You're welcome.
And I'm having a go at getting up at seven every morning. God, I'm definitely not getting to six, but, you know, well done. I'm not sure I'm going to join you on that. But it's great. Really inspiring. Yay. Were there any that you didn't do?
Nope.
So we should just that if for those of you who've never done, who don't have the journal and haven't done these check-ins before, if you haven't done commitments, you know, if there are any commitments you haven't done, then there's a few questions that help you to get clear on whether you want to carry that commitment through, why you didn't do it, what was stopping you to kind of, you know, as you go forward, either let it go or recommit. But neither of us need to do that this time, do we?
Full house for both of us. I think that's a celebration.
I don't think that's a first. Wow. I think definitely my key was like, I'm going to go for much smaller goals that are achievable, which I did. But I have to say the commitments that I wrote down, apart from the doing my bedroom, my study / spare room, doing that up, I feel like my commitments were a little bit too small. So I want to go for, something a bit more inspiring this quarter. You learn each time. You learn each time something new. Shall we do... Well, let's jump to take a moment to remind yourself of your focus for 2021 and return to the list you made on page 66. What on that list appeals to you the most right now? Is there anything you want to add to it? I'm going to be totally honest with my one. I read it and I was like... So my word for 2021 was magic. My intention for 2021 was magic. And I was saying to Vicky before we hit record, I was like, I could not feel less engaged with that intention. But actually we started to talk about it and I realised that maybe there was resistance around it. Because I basically pressed pause on any intentions for this past quarter because I was just getting through it. So now I'm revisiting it. I'm like, maybe the resistance, that natural resistance that always comes up for me at first when I set an intention, the first couple of months are usually me getting through the resistance to that. So I think that may be what is happening because, like you said, Vicky, there's definitely been magic around the launch of Burnt Out already and it definitely feels magical. And I know there's going to be a lot of magic in those magical hugs I'm going to have with the people that I love. So... yeah, maybe I should give it another chance this quarter.
Yeah, I think so.
Commit to more magic and sort of unpack what I even mean by magic anyway. But yeah, how about you and your list? Were there things in there that you were you like, ooh, yes, I'd forgotten about that?
You know what? The things that appeal to me the most are actually the three commitments that I've been working through in the last quarter. I really want to strengthen them and continue on with them. I looked at that list, those three were the ones that I got the most excited about in terms of carrying them through.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I felt the total opposite, which is good. It's good to have a contrast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think, you know, I can be too quick to... you know, just like bring new things in to my routines and, you know, create another new habit. And I think actually what I need the most, and this really comes from a place of love, I just really need to, you know, keep committing to those three things so that I can really strengthen the habit and not overwhelm myself and bring other new things in, because I have in the past tried to take on too much and then I just feel overwhelmed and probably don't do any of it. So
yeah, and sometimes maybe kind of coming up with new commitments for the sake of coming up with new commitments rather than actually thinking, well, hang on, what do I really want to focus this time on? And it can be exactly what you focused on in Q1. It might be you might have the same, carries through the same three commitments the whole year through, and that could be a whole lot more powerful than having a different ones each quarter.
Yeah.
So you're going to do the exact same commitments then?
Yeah. So with the Ayurveda one, my commitment before was to just book a session with an Ayurvedic practitioner called Selena. It's very controversial. There's another Selena.
The same.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She's going to be on the podcast in the future talking about Ayurveda because it's just so fascinating what I'm learning.
That's going to confuse everyone. People are going to think I've had a career change.
Yeah.
You're going to have to call her by her full name.
Yeah.
The whole time.
So this commitment is really to start the journey and really commit to the journey ahead. And so, going deeper into that sort of commitment. And then the writing commitment, so with the weekly writing ritual with my Sunday love letters, that gets a bit of a pom-pom on it, let's say, because I just signed up for a writing course.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, so I've just signed up on Friday and then I'm going to start that next week. So I really want to strengthen my writing skills and find a way to make it really fun and joyful. So I signed up to CopyCure, Marie Forleo's course.
Oh, did you? I was wondering if it was that.
Yeah, so I'm really, really looking forward to getting into that and trying out maybe different styles with my writing and just playing around and just really strengthening it. So, yeah, feeling really excited about that.
Ah, amazing. So my commitments, having got a little bit struggling a bit at first and thinking that I had to change my intention for the year, I did go back and I read my message from Me to Me, and I also read what I'd written about why I wanted 2021 to be my year of magic. And as much as it's about, I really wanted to wrap my sending the book out into the world, wrap it with magic so that I didn't hold back. So I really allow it to get out there and get to as many people as it can, and people that can help and enjoy the experience as well of it, rather than feeling like, I don't know, saying I wanted it to be the year of magic helped me to just allow the book out there rather than feeling nervous about the spotlight being on me. If I make it about the book and wrapping magic in around the book, then it feels like it can just fly. But also when I wrote about it, I said, you know, it's also about the magic that, you know, in the smaller things in life. And for me now, actually being able to see my friends and have those hugs and that physical contact, I think it's going to really be a real reminder of the magic that exists in those small, seemingly simple, small things, but there's so much magic that's going on underneath in that real deep connection and love that you can feel with people. So my commitments are, where are they? Number one, really enjoy celebrating the launch of Burnt Out into the world and just enjoying that experience. And I'm really enjoying it so far. So I just want that energy to continue. Number two, really enjoy and celebrate meeting up with friends in person and having those magic hugs.
Yeah.
Because even though obviously I'm going to be doing that, so it doesn't feel like a commitment to do more, I just really want to be present to how wonderful that is and really honour it and really relish it and savour it, you know, because I think it's just going to be great. And then number three, really enjoy and celebrate. I wanted to use those words to enjoy and celebrate because there's been such a lack of it in Q1 that just enjoyment and celebration, I think those are the two energies that I'm really, really craving and looking forward to. So really enjoy, I'm going to laugh at this one, really enjoy and celebrate connecting with my garden, growing plants and learning about gardening.
Love it.
But because again, for me, I know how much I get from connecting with nature, connecting with the earth, and I'm not doing it enough. But I think now with the arrival of spring, I'm going to be able to get out into the garden and start growing plants and actually really being able to proactively be part of, you know, my little tiny slice of nature in my garden. And I think that's going to bring me a lot of joy and well-being and grounding. And so, yeah, my commitments are to doing things that I was already going to do, but to really savour the enjoyment and celebration and bring that energy to it. So, and then I've added another, the bonus one of finishing listening to Power of Privilege by June Sarpong. So that's back in there again, because I haven't finished it yet. But yeah, but that feels good. It feels like a good, so I haven't given up on my intention of magic. I've just unpacked it and perhaps challenged the assumptions, judgments I was making about what magic should look and feel like, and reconnected to why I wanted to make my year about magic, because I think my ego got a bit confused, overly involved. I don't know what happened there, but something was resisting. So yeah, it feels good. It feels good again.
And I look forward to coming to the garden and enjoying all the fruits of your labour, sitting on a sun lounger and enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really looking forward to getting back into the garden and just love it. I've missed it. There are so many ingredients that I'm looking forward to welcoming back into my life after a long, hard winter, mm-hmm. both physically and spiritually. It feels like a long, hard winter is coming to an end. And I think that's why I want to bring the enjoyment and celebration to it. So it's going to be great. And we'll be able to do these in person
Yay.
Cuddle Can't together. Wait. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be really good. A lot of hugs. The year of hugs, the year of magic hugs.
So that wraps up the end of this quarterly check-in. We would love for you to join us live next week to go through some of your lessons and insights that you've learned from this last quarter. We do these every quarter now on Zoom. They're called our quarterly love-ins. And we have the Q1 love-in next Tuesday, the 6th of April. So we'll put the link in the show notes for you to sign up to that. And we'd love for you to gather with us on that Tuesday evening.
Oh, I love the love-ins. And do you know what? It's been just over a year since we did our first one. We did our first love-in in response to the first lockdown. Yeah. And it was Lizzie who got in touch and said, oh, do you know, today is our 1 year anniversary since doing the first love-in all that time ago.
Wow.
And so it'll be a special one, getting together after a year since they began.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, let's really celebrate. Wow, 12 months. We should really bring some medals to the love-in, shouldn't we?
Everyone can make their own medal. Can make a medal crafted out of tin foil. I know. I was going to actually do that on the 8th when all the kids went back to school, but I didn't. I think I just napped instead.
Yeah.
The best kind of medal there is. Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be really good.
So we hope that we see you there. We'll put the link in the show notes so you can sign up.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Project Love podcast. We really hope you enjoy this episode. And if you did, then come and subscribe on iTunes and we'll deliver each new episode straight to your device. And we would love it if you would leave us a review to help us spread the love far and wide. And if you can't think of anything to write, then just tap 5 stars and say, best podcast ever. Thank you.